So dry.
That's the nice thing about Metamucil, because you have to drink it with a bunch of water.
That's the other nice thing about Metamucil.
It's among the many nice things.
Does it make you wake up in the middle of the night having to pee?
If I do it too late before going to bed, yes.
Hmm. Well,
it's all about
great
honing the systems. By the time I die,
yeah,
I'll have figured it all out.
Uh-huh.
Except that it keeps changing because my body is falling apart.
Yeah. You have to keep adding like props.
Yeah.
Like you're like a tree that's falling down and someone just keeps like sticking a stick into the side of the tree.
And there's like... just like a cable around the trunk tied to the telephone pole.
Yeah. Ooh, what'd you say? Of course you did. What'd you say? That's a funny. No one can sing that. Why are we singing that one? Jason Derulo.
January, February, March, April, May, June. Jason Derulo.
Good Lord.
Welcome to our new podcast. It's just We Say Vines. Hi, I'm Hank Green, and I'm internet famous.
I'm his wife, Catherine. I am not.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This.
As per usual, we've got to start out with the top tweet of the week. I didn't even ask people what the top tweet of the week was.
Yeah, you just picked.
Twitter. I felt like I knew what the answer was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the meme?
No,
Hank.
Did
you see the new meme, the hot new meme, Catherine?
Hank, no, I did not. I don't do Twitter.
Let me tell you about the hot new meme. Here it goes.
Great.
Not a phone in sight, just people living in the moment. Absolutely beautiful. Wish we could go back. And then pictures of, you know, this one. I think this is the one that was most liked. Yeah, it's just a bunch of tyrannosaurids going after some...
chasing some other...
Some herbivore.
Animal.
Yeah, eating his tail.
Muscly.
Muscly? Catherine likes the veins on that... that pteranodon's forearms.
I was just listening to a 99% Invisible episode about paleo art.
Oh, so, yeah. It's fascinating.
Anyway, yeah. One of the things was that, like, they're always so buff because that's kind of the only thing you can extrapolate about from their skeleton is,
right,
like, where the muscles were.
Yeah.
You know nothing about...
fat deposits.
Right. But they must have had them.
Right. It wouldn't just be skin wrapped on muscles.
Yes. That's right. Why dinosaurs look like that in paleo art is because paleo artists are trying not to, like, just kind of guess.
Yeah. This meme, which was a big thing on Twitter. So to be clear, no one said this first. I kept trying to be like, who said this? Because usually on Twitter, somebody will say something dumb.
Yeah.
And then everybody will take that and then they'll like meme on top of it. But this... was just, we've all heard someone say this. So here is just the generic and blandest version of this statement we can come up with.
Right.
And we're just going to make fun of the existence of this idea rather than any one person who said it out loud on Twitter.
Mm.
Which is probably for the best.
Totally.
But it took me a long time to realize that. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out who said it.
Turns
out, everybody's mom and grandma and et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's going to happen to you too, kids. Don't worry.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute dog. Sorry, I was loading up a different thing. Oh, that's a cute dog.
Apparently, this podcast is going to be the one where we're like, tangent, 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 tangent. We're distracted.
We are.
We were just at a party.
We were at a party.
For like the first time in a long time, and we didn't really know very many people, and it was really loud.
So loud.
And we were only there for like 2.5 hours, and we were like, I kept looking at my phone to be like, can we leave?
Is it late enough to leave?
Can we leave yet? Not that we were having a bad time.
Yeah.
It's just that it was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because... usually what we do at night is nothing.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. We got to make a podcast.
We put the baby to bed, and then we lay in our bed, and we just stare.
We're tired. It's a long weekend. So this reminded me of the best thing I've ever done.
Okay, good. Whoa, the best thing you've ever done?
In my internet life.
Okay, great. Thanks for that caveat. As the microphone like slumps towards your knee.
Slowly slump toward my knee. I'm gonna straighten that out there.
Beep.
I'll just have to do that once every 5 minutes. It'll be fine. This is a Tumblr post, mm-hmm. and it's a Sharpie on a piece of paper, I assume at a coffee shop. It says, "No," in quotation marks, "Wi-Fi. Talk to each other. Call your mom. Pretend it's 1993. Live."
Yeah, you know, you've seen this.
Yeah, probably.
And if you haven't,
it was a big Tumblr post.
Yeah,
it's probably the biggest Tumblr post I ever participated in.
It's a good Tumblr post. I do remember this
one. And then a bunch of people replied to it. One person says, "No telephones. Talk to each other face-to-face only. Write a letter. Send a telegram to your mom. Pretend it's 1860. Live."
Yeah.
And this person says, "No writing. Talk to each other. Throw a rock at your mom. Pretend it's 10,000 BCE. Live." And another person says, "No higher brain functions. Use your reptilian brain. Eat your mom's corpse. She died to provide you with sustenance. Pretend you have just arose from the sea. Survive. No multicellular traits. Use your symbiotic mitochondria. Reproduce asexually. You are your own parent. Pretend it's 2 billion years ago. Evolve." And then I think that this is where I come in.
Yeah, let's make sure.
"No life. Use fundamental physical forces to form spherical objects revolving around one another in space. Fuse hydrogen into helium using gravitational pressure to produce heat and light. Pretend it's 4.5 billion years ago. Stabilize into equilibria." And then the last person says, "No matter. Exist in the void without purpose or meaning. There is no you, only the vast concept of nothing. Time does not exist. Be." And that went on to get over a million notes. And who knows where it's at now?
Who knows?
Who knows where it's at now? So that meme on Twitter, Catherine.
Yeah.
Tumblr had it first.
Of course it did.
Because you know what the funnier platform is by a long shot?
Oh, yes.
It's so funny.
Tumblr is, yeah.
It's the best place for good jokes.
Yeah, and it's really good jokes.
I am kind of sad that it,
mm-hmm.
it went in the direction that it went in.
Mm.
I'm going to take this moment in which Catherine just said something I definitely had to edit on the podcast to remind her that I uploaded an unedited version of the podcast accidentally. So if you could go ahead and not say stuff like that.
I mean, I wouldn't get like...
No, you're
taken
right.
Taken down
no,
for that.
No, it's not like a bad thing.
No, it's just maybe not something I want the entire internet to know that I said. That was just for Hank.
So, and to everybody who got to listen to the unedited version of Delete This,
sorry.
I hope that you liked it. It was long, and now you know that Catherine and I spend a fair amount of time going... and adjust the microphone stand.
To be fair, you left part of that in the edited version, too.
Yeah.
Adjusting the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Tapping the cord.
I did. That was the whole beginning of the video.
Anyway.
All right.
Video?
I mean, the audio. Mm-hmm. So last week, I got 5,000 likes for this tweet. "Dumb pet peeve chat software that auto-converts emoticons into emojis. Are we operating under the assumption that people would be confused by happy face emoticon? Or do you think that I will just be so delighted that you replaced what I wrote with art that has a completely different meaning?" And this guy gets so pretty mad, it seems like, at me. He says, "Dumb pet peeve, people still sending emoticons in 2018.
Oh my God.
So like... it's just more confrontational when it's an at reply to my pet peeve. It's auto-converting to provide
He's
the recipient...
He's making fun of, like, the way you've stated your
also
thing
that,
to start out with.
Yeah. It's auto-converting to provide the recipient with a better media-rich experience the sender was unable to do somehow. The meaning is not completely different if you talk to the other person. I don't know what that even means.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I'm not talking to them. I'm sending them an emoticon. This is definitely not a talkie part.
So are you trying to say we shouldn't be communicating with text, or?
And I'm like, is this guy the guy who's in charge of this project? Has he been thinking about this?
No, I need to find out about you.
What do you do for a living, Mark? And I replied, Mark. And I said, I feel like I hit a sore spot. Mm-hmm. And then Lauren posts his pinned tweet.
Amazing.
Which is 37 different emoji to express some form of happy. And that's just in the first tab. You. Happy face emoticon, and then he poses an emoji of an unhappy looking face.
Yeah,
he's really into this. He's a defender of the different emoticons. I mean,
he wants to be nuanced in your expression of
that's
happiness.
Just too many fucking choices. Like, Mark,
how much time?
I don't have time to pick what kind of happy I am. I'm just happy.
How much time do you think I have to be scrolling through the goddamn
Oh, God.
9,000 faces?
Am I hard eyes happy? Am I like big smile happy? Two of these happy faces are the exact fucking same, except when the eyes are a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And also they're different on different platforms, so you don't actually know what happy you're sending.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Mark, you do you. And I like, have your passionateness.
He said dumb pet peeve, too.
It is a dumb pet peeve.
You said dumb pet peeve.
This is dumb.
This is dumb. I recognize that this is dumb. And he was like, you're right. It is super dumb.
Yeah, I got more feelings about, So if you thought that there was a way that there was something dumb enough that you wouldn't get in a Twitter fight about it.
You were wrong.
You were wrong.
It is. It's there. You can do it.
I've put in the show notes the Don't Stop Me Now cut to the new Super Smash Brothers trailer. Because it's amazing, but you're not going to enjoy it if you don't see it in audio. So that's there.
Hank was very impressed by this, and I was like, yeah, it's good. It's good
I guess fun. Maybe I'd seen the trailer before, and so
maybe.
That was part of it.
Maybe.
That, like,
aww.
What?
Kitty Whisker.
Oh, Kitty Whisker fell off.
Kitty,
that's a different kind of hair.
Kitty Whisker on my bed.
Yeah. What, you see a kitty? I see a kitty too. And generally now I feel like I'm an advocate for Don't Stop Me Now. I feel like this is one of my new roles. I'm like one
I
of
mean,
the...
I mean, it has shown up a lot
in the
past. It
feels like it keeps popping up.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is that...
The Queen movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's having a little bit of a moment.
Yeah. But
I've seen the Queen movie, but I assume that it comes up there because why wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I need it to not become like a huge zeitgeisty thing because April, when she first hears about in the book, it's like, I haven't heard that song.
She hasn't heard that song, yeah.
And now if everybody's heard it, it won't be believable. So
yeah.
Stop it, everybody. Chill
out.
Stop it.
I picked an obscure Queen song so that it wouldn't... imagine if you had written that book and it was about that Journey song.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
Don't Stop.
That's one of the keys.
Now.
One of the keys to writing a really great song. You have to start with Don't Stop.
Apparently.
Thinking about tomorrow.
Don't you stop. Don't you stop. Wow.
Two different ones.
We just went different. Mine wasn't quite in the right place, but it
yeah,
did
it's
have
also
don't
is
and
less
stop
popular.
In it, and also less popular, I guess.
Catherine will defend the cause. Rico Kasich is great.
For life.
For life. Until Rico Kasich is dead, and then I'll stop. Is he alive?
I don't know.
How you doing, Rick?
Gonna check.
Rico Kasich.
I knew you spelled his name wrong, but I spelled it wrong. He's still alive.
He's alive. Oof. 69 years old.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh.
He is...
Ooh. Wow.
Yep. People also ask, is Rico Kasich dead? Just Google.
Google's
you don't
there
have
for
to
you.
Like put that phrase in.
Yeah, it'll tell you.
You can just Google
Rico Kasich.
And you don't have to like put that thought into the universe. 6'4". Wow.
He's a tall man.
Welcome to the seventh tangent of this 10-minute podcast.
It's fine. If you want more, we got a podcast
Good
called SciShow
God
Tangents. You should come on SciShow Tangents sometime.
Sounds really like fun work.
It is a bit of work. I lost the thingy. I gotta start talking. November 12th, AS Wimbledon tweets, the club are seeking to appoint a first team manager. Applications are required by 16 November. John quote tweets that and says, dusts off resume. And then this is my top reply tweet of the week, tweeted, I liked this tweet, but for clarity, I do not endorse this.
Do you have a resume, John?
Dusts off what resume?
Just small, like, yeah. Just steak and shake.
Yeah, just off
book John, list.
Dust off my resume from 1999.
Sorry to drag you, John.
Yeah, it's
you
fine.
You work, haven't had jobs.
Right, he hasn't had to apply for anything in a while.
Yeah.
Man, my resume would look weird. I did talk to John about this, and he legitimately was like, I honestly thought about it. I was like, that's crazy. You are not even applicable to work in the United Kingdom. And also, you have no expertise. And also, please don't do that. I need you.
Yeah.
That would be a really weird turn for our channel.
That would be weird.
November 12th, I also watched the Detective Pikachu trailer like everyone else. And when I tweeted this, every tweet in my timeline was about Detective Pikachu. And this is the exact same time that the trailer for Toy Story 4 came out, which was getting no play. Because everybody was all about Detective Pikachu. And I tweet, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I showed Catherine the trailer. You didn't seem that interested.
I could get down with it.
Yeah.
If Pikachu had a different voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that the idea is that, like, it doesn't sound like Pika Pika, but it could have sounded like anyone. Why did Ryan Reynolds have to voice the Pikachu? Right. Like, you literally could have picked anyone.
Yeah, you could have picked, like, a 75-year-old...
Jamaican woman.
Yeah, absolutely. That would have been real great.
Like, let's try to...
No, man.
Why do we keep giving these things to the same people over and over and over and over and over again?
Because once they're famous...
Is that going to make a difference? Is somebody going to be like, oh, I'm going to go see it because you know who's voicing Pikachu?
It's a psychological thing. And I think that it's a genius marketing move because people think Deadpool and kids won't think Deadpool.
No, I know.
And it won't feel Deadpool to them at all. But to, like, the guys who grew up playing Pokemon who like Deadpool now, they'll be like, oh, man, I am going to go see that, actually. Because, like, even if it's not, like, I want to see, like, Deadpool as Pikachu.
Apparently, this is a thing that I have feelings about.
Yeah. It's also, like... just another example of how once you have something, it's easier to get more of it.
Yeah.
Feel ya. Yeah. November 12th also. I only tweeted on like 3 different days this week.
Weird.
Can we all agree that the word exercise can be spelled however you want because it's just too goddamn hard?
No. It's only spelled that way.
Well, some people pointed out a good point, which is that if you spell it with an O, that's a different word.
Yes, that is definitely not the same word.
So that is a good point.
Uh-huh.
You can definitely don't spell it exercise the demons.
Are you going to spell it like X?
No, I spell it wrong every time.
You know it starts with EX, right?
Wrong. Yeah, I always do EX, and then sometimes I do EXC. Because I think there's this extra.
Sure.
Sometimes I do with a Z instead of an S at the end because it's a size.
Sure.
Not size.
Uh huh. I'm on board with all of your mistakes. Agreed.
And the thing that makes me mad is for some reason spell check doesn't ever catch it, and
weird.
It gives me the red underline, but then when I click to like. Spell it the right way. It's like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, are you for real? Like, is this a weird way to misspell exercise? I feel like everyone does this. I feel like every way you can misspell exercise should be obvious to you by now, because it's obviously a hard word to spell. And so then I have to copy it, paste it into Google, and then have Google tell me how to spell it, which it does just fine. November 12th still. I'm just going to leave this here. Guilt. A feeling of responsibility or remorse for some offense, crime, wrong, etc., whether real or imagined. Shame, the painful feeling arising from the consciousness of something dishonorable, improper, ridiculous, etc., done by one's self or another.
Yeah, those are two different things,
They're two
guys.
Different things, and I feel like everybody thinks that they're the same thing. And whenever I talk about guilt, people are like, but why do you feel so bad? I'm like, I don't feel bad. I feel guilt.
Yeah.
Like, I feel... Like, I agree that it's, like, not necessarily a positive emotion, but, like...
They often go hand in hand.
Yeah, you can definitely have them both at the same time.
They definitely often are, like, very, very connected.
Yeah.
Like,
and
because,
I am not down with shame. Like, I almost never think it's a good thing. But, like, I am super about feeling responsibility for, like, wrongs, whether I have done that wrong or whether that wrong just exists.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe it's another limitation of the language. November 14th. Probably shouldn't have tweeted this. It's too hoity-toity.
Uh-oh.
Understanding how easy it is to destroy has made me amazed by what we've built.
Oh boy, yeah, that is...
Right? Yeah, I feel like, oh God.
Oh, Hank. Ooh.
I think it's true, though. I was just thinking...
No, I'm not... I don't disagree with it. I think it's just the tone.
Yeah.
It's not a bad sentiment.
Yeah. I feel like it's something you could get away with having, like a Dumbledore character say in a book.
Sure.
But not like a comic science guy on Twitter.
Human person. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it is. I think maybe that's part of it, is like, it's who it's coming from.
Yeah. November 15th as well. An absolutely remarkable thing as a finalist for Best Fiction in the Goodreads Choice Awards. So thank you, everybody who supported that. November 15th also. Every time you share a dumb conspiracy theory just to laugh at it, some small percentage of your audience will think, okay, but I want to see both sides. And some small percentage of them will end up down the rabbit hole. Just don't do it. Did you see any of the conspiracy theories about the fires in California?
No. Why?
There was so they like popped up on my feed. People being like, "Can you believe how dumb?" And it was things like, like, the fires were so hot, they melted some of the, like, aluminum alloy rims on cars. And, like, the metal, like, spilled out. And it's very dramatic. And people were like, here's where aluminum melts. And here's where the fire is. And there's no way that it could have been done by fire. And then they're, like, posting pictures that looked like there was, like, laser beams coming down from space.
What?
They were posting...
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And so basically, like, this guy says, like forest fires can't melt steel wheels. And...
What?
And then, yeah. And so there's somebody
Come
else... Up. Yeah. I know. It sounds like a joke. But I went and looked. This guy is legitimately... I don't think that... I honestly can't believe he believes what he's saying.
Mm.
But his tweets are getting thousands of likes. And literally, like, he's saying that they were burning an area because they're trying to get high speed rail through, so they needed to destroy these houses.
Right.
So they did it with space lasers.
Right. Internet. Space lasers.
And honestly, I even hesitate to talk about it here because then he's like, why did only certain houses burn down? And it's like, because like the firefighters were doing a very good job of not having other houses burn down once one caught on fire. And like, spot fires happen. Like, there's fire raining down from above. It's a fucking forest fire. It's terrible.
Yeah, like, maybe you don't understand how a forest fire works.
Yeah. Are you a did you want to, like, I don't know. Anyway, clearly this guy is terrible. Like, he's just a terrible guy. But he's verified on Twitter.
Of course.
And I'm just like, Take that away.
Okay, Twitter.
Take away his whole account.
Here's your job.
But anyway, people were posting this to laugh at it. And then I was like, but some people are going to see that and they're going to be like, but why did only one house in that neighborhood burn
down?
Right,
because they don't know.
Yeah.
Because people don't, people don't know.
Maybe there is something to that. Maybe it's not space lasers, but something. Mm. And I'm just like, don't spread it. Go and interact with him there. Where it's there's already stuff, you can leave a response to that.
Yeah, don't repost it on your
but don't,
page.
Don't amplify it, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. even if it's a small percentage of people. And a lot of people responded to this by saying, like, don't you think that people are smart enough and, like, shouldn't we give all ideas air and, like,
no.
the good ones will win out? And I'm like, this is how the bad ones lose out. This is the function through which bad ideas lose. Not by telling every person every idea, which you can't do, by not amplifying the bad ones.
Yeah, it's...
By ignoring the idiocy.
Well, it's similar to, like, how things, if they don't work out, like, in our development, in our biology...
Right. Yeah.
It's not that everyone gets to try it and we're all like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
No.
You don't get to try every mutation everyone's ever had.
No.
Because the bad ones die.
Yeah. So we need to do that.
Uh-huh.
Let's do that.
November 16th. I have never been bitten by my child or by my cat until tonight.
Both at
I
once.
I was bitten by both in the span of 2 hours. Also, I can confirm that baby bites can... Also, I can confirm that babies can bite. Jesus.
Yeah, he really laid it on you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's not sure. He wasn't sure.
Yeah, he was like, what is that?
He didn't know.
And then I was like, ow! And yeah. he cried so much.
Yeah.
He was really sorry to Daddy.
It was very sad. You didn't really yell. You were just kind of like, ow,
I did say, ow! Charlie. And then I said, Charlie! I shouldn't have said that.
Which was funny to those of us who yeah. were there, but
not to Oren, who was like, "What's happening? Why did you say
Oren?"
Charlie?
Unsurprisingly, did not get that joke.
Oh man,
he wasn't born then.
He wasn't born then. Catherine, there is a neck and neck.
We were
fight.
Not even married then. I don't think. When Charlie bit my finger came out. Were we? I don't know.
I think we were. I think that was after. I think that was in 2000. No, maybe not.
All right.
There's a neck and neck battle right now for top tweet of the week.
Oh.
Oh my God. They are tied according to Twitter. This one has 7,563. This one has 7,606.
Okay, great.
Oof.
Good.
The top tweet of the week. That's too bad.
Why?
Because I like the other one better.
Well, we're going to talk about that one too, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just, you know. Good night, everybody. Astronauts on the ISS have to carry both metric and imperial tools because the American parts of the station use inches and feet while the rest of the station is not terrible.
God. I mean, is that a thing I can feel ashamed about?
Yeah, I don't feel much guilt about that, but I do feel some shame.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not my... I didn't do that. It's not my responsibility, but I do feel shame. Because I also cannot do metric.
Yeah.
Like, can we please get this fixed before my son has to go to
yeah,
school?
We just gotta be like, we're a Celsius household.
We want metrics! We want them now!
And I thought that was fascinating, so I shared it, and it did well. Mm. It was a hot one. And then coming in a close second...
Very close. 100, less than 100
And
votes.
Also a day later, so probably if they had been posted at the same time, this would be top.
Probably gonna pick it up.
Catherine just picked up a piece of lasagna and started eating it like a sandwich. Three heart emojis.
Not really like a sandwich. Because a sandwich I would hold like this.
With two hands?
Yeah. I held it like...
With one hand.
Like a piece of pizza almost.
Yeah, like a piece of pizza.
Well, except that I didn't fold it in half.
At all.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't.
But like, if you imagine that... Or like... If you were eating a piece of pie with a hand,
yeah,
that's how I did it.
Because
you got to cup the crust.
A little bit.
And you got your thumb on the crust and your fingers underneath on the crust underneath.
People are into it, Catherine. I know. Grace Helbig says, my queen.
Everybody's really into it. But I didn't want people to think that this was like hot out of the oven lasagna. Right. Like,
yeah.
Because that's just weird. Also, it wasn't. It's not like meaty lasagna. It's very
yeah. It's like butternut
cheesy
squash.
With butternut squash in yeah. it. So also, it was even more like solidified together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have ever picked up a piece of like bolognese lasagna and done that.
No.
But
well, no.
I don't make lasagna that often either because it takes a really long time, surprisingly.
The funny thing was, like, you did it and then you looked at me and you were like, I don't know.
I did have a moment where I was like, what am I doing? What really the heck did I just do?
Yeah, because you were thinking about microwaving them. Like, yeah. You hadn't microwaved them yet, and then you were just like, oh, and you're like, I was just hungry.
Like, I put two pieces of lasagna on a plate because I was going to microwave them. And then I had another piece of lasagna that was, like, smaller for Oren.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You'd already microwaved that one.
I was in, oh boy, I was in 17 different places in my brain. Yeah. And so and, at and that like, point,
and the
I was
hand
like,
was on autopilot.
And I'll eat this one. Take one bite out of it. And then like.
Just question my just life choices.
How did I get to this point? I didn't hate it. It's not like my hands got really dirty or anything. Yeah. But like. Yeah, I was like, no, this is not who I want to be. I did. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
I feel like I didn't tweet very much this week.
That's the saga of the lasagna.
We're still going to be a long episode.
Did you do this one?
No, that no. I was on Still Buffering?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No, I was on Still Buffering, though.
Yeah. That's cute. Podcast.
It's November 17th, to the young guy who ran into my child at full speed at the taco place and then realized that I was Hank Green and you had just made the guy who taught you biology's son cry a bunch, I forgive you.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of the story.
Do I have any draft tweets is the question at hand. Open up the thing, push on the button, and scroll a badola do. It's time for a draft tweets from
with
Hank Green.
It's tweets that I didn't tweet. Didn't think about tweeting them. We didn't tweet them. It's draft tweets from Hank.
This one says, I should be there in 15 minutes unless my colon intervenes. Oh. That was supposed to be a text.
That should be your pinned tweet. That's just that. That's the story of Hank Green. Because you never know.
Yeah, I.
You like you think you're ready to go, and then you stand up and you're like, "Oh no, I can't go."
Sorry,
I have to go.
Sorry, I'll be. It's gonna be a while.
I don't know how long.
Yeah, I was texting that to someone. Like I just like they texted me. I opened the thing to reply, and it was just Twitter
was
for
Twitter.
Some reason. Instead of being my text messages, I have no idea why. And I was like, I almost tweeted that. That would be a really strange thing to tweet, so I'm going to save it in my drafts. It's not technically a draft tweet, but hey.
That's funny, though.
Funny anyway. Mm. There's some other ones,
great.
But they're just me being mad.
Wait.
Who needs it?
I did. I tweeted this week.
You did tweet this week.
Yeah.
You,
I tweeted about PodCon.
Oh, yes. I'm legitimately excited about going to this event.
And then a link to the PodCon website.
Thank you for doing that.
Check it out.
Yep.
And then I retweeted something that, the Florida Humanities Council tweeted
sure.
because Dylan Maron was there doing his beautiful things. And the quote was that Dylan said, at the core of forgiveness is giving permission for someone to change and grow. And I retweeted this and said, meanwhile, on the good Twitter.
Catherine, are we in the bad Twitter?
I mean, we're on all of the Twitters, but like,
yeah,
we could do better.
We could do better.
To be on the good Twitter.
Well, maybe 2013 was the good Twitter. Here's my top tweet of the week from November 13th, 2013. Can I tell you how pleased I am that despite the comment fiasco, Vlogbrothers videos continue to have interesting, rational comments. So I guess this is when Google Plus launched on YouTube.
Oh my God.
5 years ago this week, everyone.
Oh God.
And they just didn't, like, they didn't test it with people who might be, you know, want to do
real
trolly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, just the comment moderation system didn't work at all. It wasn't catching anything.
Failed.
And yeah, it was terrible. Mm. So we've come a long way in that regard.
I suppose.
But that was my top tweet of the week. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, if you remember Google Plus being a thing, it was. And I completely forgot to do Viral Moments of Joy, Catherine.
Rip.
Rip. There were some people who were up in my business about how I pronounced snooker, because the game is a British game and they call it snooker.
Okay.
But I'm here to tell you, my friends, we have a word in America where you get snookered.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we say it.
Yeah, also snook. It's a fish.
Snook is a fish.
Snook.
I feel like I'm not mispronouncing that word. I'm just saying it with an American accent.
Context clues, y'all.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right?
Here is a puppy eating. Oh, yeah, that's going in. That's going in. It's just eat like no one's watching, it says. And it's a puppy licking cereal out of a cereal bowl. You're going to have to watch it.
Mostly not, it's, though. It's mostly not licking
it's
anything.
It's mostly failing. It's mostly getting it onto its face.
And everywhere else. That's cute.
I get way more ads on the Delete This Twitter than on my Twitter for some reason. I think that's really interesting.
That is weird.
Thank you, everybody, for sending reviews. We can't get iTunes to open, so we'll read some next week. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out our show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you would like to send us questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. Thank you to everybody who sent those things in to us this week. I am on Twitter. You can find me at Hank Green. Catherine.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. Thanks everybody so much for listening.
See you later. Here's a tweet from Johnny Sun. My favorite heart emoji is the pink heart with stars around it, because it conveys I love you, but also I am in outer space.
It's true. He is in outer space. He's an alien.
He's an alien. How else are you supposed to say that? Boom, 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 ba doo 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 doo. If you wiggle and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day. You'll see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
Don't you look back.
I just skip right to the end there. And not about the things that you've done. Why are you cutting out Chrissy McVie's verse?
But I don't want to get DMCA'd.